Welcome to New Leadership Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Laura Cole. Laura, why don't you take it from here?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tanya. Ooh, I like to be called Amazing Laura Cole. That's great. Let me keep you in my pocket. Great for my self-esteem. All right. So, for today, we're talking about leadership and also about what or how to achieve your goals for next year. So if there is only one thing that you take away from me talking today, and I'm talking one thing, I would love for you to write down this sentence. What would you love? What would you love? Because what I teach is it's important that we come from a vision-based ideology and not a condition based. And what that means is we decide what we would love, we create a vision and know that anything is possible. When we're living from a condition based life, that's when we're going to, well, when this happens, then I will do this. If this happens, then I will do that. If my employees go ahead and follow through what they're supposed to do, then I'll move on to the next step. That's not where we want to be. We want to start from that end product of what we would love. And I teach people, you got to think outside the box. And I am serious. My mantra is that anything is possible because I've seen the most amazing results. So many times, I say we live in an inside-out universe. You change what's going on the inside, and that's going to create what you have on the outside. But a lot of people look at statistics. Well, statistically, only 10% of people survive from this cancer. Or statistically, my product will not sell in the month of January, February, because it's after Christmas. We don't want to look at statistics because we are all individuals. But as long as you focus on and think your statistic, then that's exactly where you're going to perform. So let go of that conditions-based life. Well, this is what everybody else does. This is where I'm going as well. And step into that vision-based life where you create the results, what you would love. I call it co-creating with the universe, which we're going to get into a little bit later. All right. So the first thing that you can do to be able to achieve your goals for next year, one thing is to write your vision. And I say ink it, don't just think it, because you can have all these thoughts going around in your head, but until you get them down, the clarity will not come. And besides the fact, when you write it, your right hemisphere and the left hemisphere of your brain are able to communicate and the neurons have a stronger bond. So that's another reason to write it down. So, and when people write their list of what they would like to achieve, it's often a listing item. I want to do A, B, C, D. But that is not what that's fine to start on. But what we want to do is we want to create pictures. We want to fall in love with this vision statement about what we would love to accomplish. I want you to get giddy with it. And one way that we do that is you take maybe one listing item. I want to have 25 clients next year. Maybe that's it. Or I want to have more friends. Maybe that's it. I want you to get away from the list. I want you to create pictures because in your mind, they become real. Your mind doesn't know the difference between thinking and actual action that's happening to your life. So what we're going to do is we are going to create an energetic vibration on the level of where we would love to be. So, for example, you want to bring in 25 clients next year. You take away that listing item and you create that picture. You're looking at your spreadsheet of everybody that's on there, how much they've paid, because that's how much you want to bring in. You see yourself calling them on the phone and talking and how happy you are that they've signed on and what you're going to do next with them. You had all your five senses to make it real. You're talking on the phone with your ears. You're seeing the spreadsheet with your eyes. You're drinking that cup of coffee and smelling how wonderful it is, because now you get to go to Starbucks every day because you're working out of your house and you can go there in your slippers if you want to, because you no longer have to go into the office, whatever that is. And you feel the phone in your hands. You create this beautiful picture that feels so good to you, and that will bring your vision alive. That will help you fall in love with it more and get you moving in that direction quicker. Now, once you write this vision statement with vivid, beautiful detail with all five senses, I want you to read it every day, because where we place our attention, that is what will be manifested into our life. So every time you give your opportunity to read this, your reticular activation system and your brainstem is going to start filtering out information that doesn't apply to your dream and showing you information that was always there, but you weren't able to recognize it because your brain was not in that place. Just a little example of how the reticular activation system works is that suppose you're driving home from work. This happens in Houston. We're on the highway and we start thinking, I am so hungry. I would love something to eat. Well, that reticular activation system knocks in and you see restaurant after restaurant, fast food places, all these places to eat that you were never aware of, that they were there, but they were there all along. So this is what we want to do when we read this vision statement. Our brain, because we're focusing on these things about what we would love, creating clear pictures, the brain starts looking for these things as well. Whether it's someone you would love to meet or something you would love to produce, a vacation you want to go in, whatever it is that you would love to create, whatever goals you have set for yourself, you're putting that information into your mind every day, unless your mind is bringing that information to you. Or actually, it's already been there. It's just bringing it to your awareness. All right. So get very, very clear about what you would love. Create that vision statement. Give it vivid details and bring it to life. Once we've taken that first step with writing it, next we're going to go into a visualization meditation. This is a wonderful thing for you to be able to get creative and have ideas come to you. You know, if you can control your mind, you can control anything. And here is a great place to start, because a lot of people think meditation is, oh, I got to sit in silence with my legs crossed and have nothing going on in my mind. But let me tell you, I tried that and frankly, I just got pissed off, because I had so many thoughts racing through my mind. After about 30 seconds, I thought, this is craziness. I'm not even doing it. But then I learned about visualization meditation. And what that is now that you have on paper what you would love, you've created those pictures on paper, now you go to a spot and you sit. You uncross those arms and legs so you can be open to the energy that's coming to you, and you take at least 5 deep breaths. Get relaxed. Feel the tension released in your shoulders. Feel your heartbeat gets slower, your lungs breathing slower. And once you're in that relaxed, peaceful state without distractions, you start thinking about your dream. You step up into that. For example, my dream is to move to Hawaii. So all of a sudden, I am in this picture of me going down a winding road in my Jeep, looking all around me with the trees that go up as high as I can see, with vines wrapping all the way to the top. And then a clearing is open, and there's my house. I get out of my Jeep and hear the crunch and feel those lava rocks underneath my feet. And when I go in the front door, I see my open concept house with that couch that seats 12 people so my family can come for holidays. And then I look over at my wall that's completely filled with windows so I can see the beautiful outside. I open up the door and there I am on my covered deck looking out at the palm trees and the avocado trees, and I smell the plumera that's growing, which is my favorite flower. I hear the water trickling down the rocks at my meditation pond and decide I'm hungry. So I walk out into my yard and I pick a beautiful papaya off the tree and I take it back to the table. I slice that open and take a big bite, and the juice, I can feel it just flowing down my throat. That's a visualization meditation. You can smell it, you can taste it, hear it, see it, and feel it. And when you do this meditation, the ideas start coming to you about what you can do to get there. And an idea that came to me for this was Well, if somebody had this house, what would they do? Because we're working from the end product. You have the end product of your dream and what you would love to accomplish as a leader and what you want to do. So that's where you start from. My end product was to be in Hawaii. So I think, okay, the person that is in this position, that is doing this thing, that's on my vision statement, what would they do? Well, they'd look for houses, right? I found this show on HGTV that goes from island to island looking at property so people can find places to live. And what I learned is the specific place I want to live on the Big Island, I could afford it right now. It's not expensive. I thought everything was going to be $1.5 to $6 million. I was wrong. I could go over there and buy a house right now. But if I would not have taken that action step, then I wouldn't know. And so my dream is becoming more vivid. My dream is becoming more real. The goals I have for next year are coming to fruition. And it started with the vision statement, and then it went to my visualization meditation. So give yourself that opportunity to relax your body and relax your mind and get into the vibration of what you would love to become. And then the answers just start coming. But here's the key. When the answers start coming, you have to follow through and take action. This is when we allow our intuitions to kick in. And so many times we are given clues of the next step to take, but we don't listen because we don't trust it. There's a story about a woman that she was needing a new job. And she, you know, did the typical, what do? You get online, you file your resume, you do LinkedIn, all these type of things, but nothing was working. And she heard that little still small voice say, go to a potluck. Like, what? That's crazy. Go to this potluck. And she thought, mm-mm. And finally, I say, if you've heard something three times, whether it's in your mind, from another person, you see it again on a billboard, whatever it is, follow it. That is the universe tapping on your shoulder and saying, go down this path. So this woman goes to a potluck dinner, has no idea what she's doing or why she's there. And she sits down next to this man and just starts talking about, he asks you, well, what's going on in your life? And she starts telling him she's looking for a job. This is what she does. And he looks at her and says, that's exactly what I'm looking for in my office. She got a job that day. She placed her attention on wanting to get that job, made it her intention, and then followed her intuition to get her to that point. You've got to listen to what I call your higher self. You have all those answers in you because you are connected to the universe. You're connected to the source, infinite intelligence. There is an answer to every question and a solution to every problem. And it comes to us every day. We're just not often aware of this. So your intuition can come to you in so many ways. It's those aha moments. You can feel it in your body. You have a gut sense. It could, like I said, it could be music on the radio, a billboard you're seeing, conversations you have. But if you have a question, you ask that to the universe and then become acutely aware to the signs that you're given. Now, I commented that your body can give you the answers, not only with your gut sense, but your body's like this amazing feedback system. So if you are vacillating between two things and you don't know which is the right answer, here we go. Back to meditation. This is my thing. I love it because it works. What you do is you get in that meditative state, you get in that chair, you uncross your arms and legs, you take those five deep breaths until you're very relaxed. And then you say, I'm using a very simple example here of, do I get the green sweater? Feel your body. How does it react? Is it constrictive and uncomfortable, or is it expansive and feel good and relaxed? You let that go after you know how your body feels. Pause, take another couple deep breaths, and then you ask, is it the blue sweater? And yet again, you feel your body, and your body will give you the answer. But hey, maybe you feel like that's not working. I have another idea. Grab an index card and write down what question you have to get to your next step. And the key is to ask empowering questions, not how can I have a 2-week vacation and still get paid to how can I spend a month in Australia getting paid to be there and take my kids on a vacation at the same time. Think big. My dad says, think big or go home. So write on this index card what answer you would love to have, what question you would love to have answered. Read it every night. Put that in your subconscious mind so it processes. And then here we go. Become acutely aware of the answers because it's going to come to you in so many different ways. Your intuition can talk to you to let you know what is going on and where to go. All right. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is we don't want to be in that mode of what I call the Lone Ranger syndrome. We think here, especially in America, oh, I just got to buckle down and do this all myself. That's the only way to have success. But we are meant to be on this earth for relationships. So surround yourself with people who you would love to become. They are at the vibration that they already successful and be in that place. And so bring yourself up to that level. Ask them questions. Learn from them. Say, hey, I love what you got. How do I get there? Find a mentor. Don't do it on your own. That's not the way we're supposed to operate. Reach out. And another person I want you to reach out to is your higher power. Some people call this many different things: God, universe, Allah, light, love, peace. I mean, infinite intelligence, infinite abundance. There's so many, many ways that we have this higher power. But that's where the answers are. Because if you knew how to do it, you would already be there. But we don't. So when I talk about tapping into your intuition, asking these empowering questions, the answer to every question is already there. You get that from the source of all things. You get that from the universe because we are all connected and the answers are already there. It's just becoming aware of them. My next point is that it's so important that if you're wanting to achieve your goals for next year, you have to really look at your self-esteem and where it is because you can't outperform your self-esteem, but you can definitely increase it. We are only going to succeed as much as we think we can. Because what is the greatest barrier to our growth? It's our thoughts. That's what keeps us where we are. So in order to get to that new place, to start thinking bigger, to start realizing that we can, it's as simple as reading your vision statement. Because as we know, if we hear anything enough, we're going to believe it. So if we're told you're not good enough, that's what we're going to put into our minds, and our success is going to be limited. If we're told you can succeed at anything you do, that's what is embedded, and that is what becomes. But so many of us have had decades and decades of this old story running through our head, and those are the paradigms that have been built in us since birth, often from our family. You know, your family wants to protect you. Maybe you want to be an artist. And that's your aspiration. Well, they want to protect you and want you to be successful and make money so you can support yourself. So they say, oh, no. How about an engineer or become a lawyer or something that's safe? That's not in your heart what you truly love. Because remember, I said what I want, the one thing that I want you to learn is to always go back to what would I love. So your family, they're deterring you from doing what you would love because they want you to be safe. But you want to live from that vision-based life and not circumstance-based life. So paradigms can come from your family, these thought patterns and belief systems. It can also come from social media. What are you reading on Facebook every day? The news. What does the news say? I say CNN is constantly negative news. If you want to be fearful, watch it for about half an hour. And you will get scared of the economy. You won't want to leave your job because you won't know if there's other ones out there for your safety, whatever that is. That's a huge paradigm builder. Where you went to school, who you surround yourself with, the church that you've been exposed to, whatever it is, this is how your mind has been developed, and often it has limited who you are. I heard a conversation the other day that says a paradigm can be set in six sentences. that one comment that somebody says that can influence you for the rest of your life. I know someone, a client, that was struggling with writing copy for her internet site. And she put it off and put it off and put it off. And I told her, okay, this is a paradigm. There's something in your belief system and your thought patterns that are blocking you from getting this task completed. And what we realized was that when she was in junior high, a teacher told her that she was not a good writer. Well, from that point on, now she's in her 40s, she has limited herself, still is stuck in that paradigm, and blocks herself from doing simple tasks such as writing copy, an explanation for her workshop on the Facebook page. And they are so sneaky when they come in. You don't really realize what they're doing. So something that I wanted to achieve was there is a there's an amazing spiritual experience that you can have in Brazil called the John of God. I was having lunch with Howard Caesar, one of my mentors, and he mentioned that he had one slot left in his group that was going. I felt energy shoot through my entire body. I was so excited. This is exactly where I wanted to go. I'm writing a book about how to manifest your life. I give workshops on this, and this was what I would love. So I knew I had to jump on it. It was easy. I found how my kids could be taken care of during this time. It just all fell into place. It was beautiful. So the next day, I filled out the registration form, wrote my $500 check for the deposit, and I gave it to my partner so she could mail it from work. Within minutes, my paradigms snuck in. So fast. They were saying things to me like, well, your daughter has dental work that needs to be done, and that's $492. And or you can spend that $500 on your credit card bills. Well, very shortly, I called her and said, don't mail the check. There's no way I can do this. I backed out of my dream of what I would love. Remember, though, this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is part of my vision. So the next Sunday when I went to church, I had a prosperity class, but I had an hour in between before it started, and they were offering a free lunch at about a Gandhi workshop. And so, because I love free food, I thought I would go. I went in and I sat with a woman and just listened, and she was talking about her spiritual journey. And she, the end of the conversation, she said, but it wasn't until John of God that I was completely transformed. Well, I had mentioned nothing about wanting to go there. That was a tap on my shoulder saying, hey, go. But I thought, no, I felt really uncomfortable because I had already said I'm not going. I'm not sending in my registration form. So I said, I'm just going to move to the back of the room so somebody can have my seat. So I sit down by another woman. She has a beautiful accent. So I do what I've always done. I ask her, where are you from? Well, of course, she's from Brazil, where John of God is. Got to tap it on my shoulder again. All right, here we go. Then I go to my class, and it felt like every bit of the topic was about me and going on this trip. And so I asked, just like I said, I asked the universe, what is a step that I can take to get me on this path? And immediately I heard, talk to Chris. I was like, okay. But at the end of the class, I stood up and announced, because I wanted to give it more energy, all right, this is what I want to do. This is a dream that I would love. I don't know how I'm going to get here, but y'all keep me in your thoughts. Immediately, a woman raised her hand and said, I know a man who has a travel agency, and he just focuses on Brazil and can save you hundreds of dollars on your airfare ticket. There you go. Yet again, an encouragement. After that, I went and talked to Chris, like my intuition told me, and I said, Chris, I have to have $3,000 by Wednesday. And we make things so big and overwhelm us. We make them bigger than us. But if you break anything down into baby steps, then you can get up Mount Everest with baby steps. So he said, okay, well, let's break this down. You actually need $3,000 by Wednesday. I said, well, I need the deposit and the first months to be able to go. And he said, well, how much is that? I said, around 1,100. And he's like, well, you just took it to a third. All right. do you have any money in the bank? And I said, no, because I sent it off for my credit cards. I said, well, I have 130. And he said, you just took it down to 970. And so I started breathing a lot easier, taking that overwhelm off myself. Well, I get definite with the universe and I say, if I am supposed to go on this trip, show me a sign. Because of course, I was not satisfied with someone talking to me at lunch, another person about her accent, all these different things. So the next day, I went ahead and made the appointment for my daughter and her dental work because my kids are my number one priority. And then I got that intuitive hunch again to ask about the benefits. And so I just asked, what do you have on record? And they said, in 2 weeks, your benefits renew and you're going to have $500 toward whatever procedure she has done. Well, there you go. The $500 that I was going to spend on her, I now have it for my deposit for this trip, free money. And that's what's going from a vision-based life. We think we can't do things because it's not right there in front of us, but it is there and we're just not aware. And that was through a phone call that I got that. And the funny thing is that same day, because remember my paradigms, your daughter has this dental work and the second one is your credit card bills. I got an email from one of my credit cards and says, you have earned $9.32 in rewards this month, but this month we're going to match it. So now I get $18.64. I asked for a sign and I got it. The dental work was covered and I even got free money from my credit card. So I wrote it down on my vision. I did my visualization meditation. I did let my paradigms get in the way. And then I heard the universe talking to me, tapping me on the shoulder, saying, go, go, go. And so I asked the question, what is the next step that I can get to this dream? And my intuition talked to me. And I talked to a man. A woman stood up, and I ended up saving $232 on my airfare ticket. So your questions will be answered. You will accomplish your goals, but you have to have preparation to get there. You've got to make this vision statement. You have to be able to follow through on what you would love.